We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We say hello to Cam Inman here on 95.7 The Game. Cam, it's been forever. How are you, pal?
I'm doing great. How are you Lumberjacks doing?
Very well. We're cutting down trees. And when I say cutting down trees, what I mean is they won't allow us anywhere near axes or anything or chainsaws. And you don't want us near those.
No, but you can have eggnog, right?
Eggnog, yes. The unleaded version until we are off the air anyways. The unleaded version of the 49ers showed up in Seattle. I was surprised by that. I really, really was. There will never be a more winnable game against a Russell Wilson-led Seahawks team. And, you know, laid an egg. Was it exciting? Was it dramatic? Sure, there was a lot of that. It's an egg.
Yeah, I a lot of people have said, "Oh, it was a great game," and I totally disagree. I mean, there were so many mistakes on both teams, and it was just I don't like that kind of football. I mean, 2 years ago they played a great game in New Orleans where they were trading touchdowns and everything was clicking and guys were making big plays, and this was just like too much sloppy plays. And what didn't surprise me, Damon, about it was it's Seattle and the Niners are just haunted up there. I mean, I think it was their ninth loss in 10 trips, and there's always something that can go wrong, and Russell Wilson is still hanging around for another month at least, and it's just, it's just another one of those games in Seattle, and they could afford to lose it is the crazy thing, because, I mean, they're still in this wild card playoff position, and they can win maybe three more games and get in.
When you look at the other teams, since you brought it up, when you look at the other teams in that situation, that 6-6, 5-7,
yeah,
sort of, we call it the group of suck. Are the 49ers better positioned than the other teams to get out of that? And if they are, how would you determine that, given the fact that nobody's ever very consistent and nobody ever plays according to form?
You mean make it into the playoffs or once you're in to get through?
No, make it in. I mean, because they don't know they're going to play once they get there.
Sure. I mean, right now, what helps them, Ray, is that they've got head-to-head wins over Minnesota and Philly, and that also factors into your conference record, and that's where a lot of the tiebreakers come into play. So, you know, even losing at Cincinnati Sunday wouldn't be a crusher, but if they lost to Atlanta the following weekend at home, because Atlanta's NFC and they're kind of teetering on this 6-6, 5-7, whatever line, that would hurt a lot more. So they only have two conference games remaining, and that's December 19th against Atlanta at home, and it's January 2nd against the Houston Texans at home. And both of those have to be winnable games if you're anything worthwhile going to the playoffs. And then, you know, you finish up against the Rams, and you own the Rams, allegedly, and the Rams are not doing so well, and they have to go to Arizona, I believe, this weekend. So that's it plays into a situation where the Niners are very much alive.
It feels a little weird that they're very much alive, because we know what their strengths are. We know what the weaknesses are. And right now, the weakness is attrition once again. Running backs, linebackers, cornerbacks. It feels like it's been a problem all year, Cam.
True, but it's also the NFL. I mean, the running back situation is nothing new. This, since Shanahan's been here for, like, this is year five, they go through, what, five running backs a year, it seems, okay? And they keep trotting Elijah Mitchell out there with a different injury every week. They'll survive that. What I'll say is one reason they are alive is Nick Bosa is healthy. George Kittle is healthy. Deebo Samuel should be coming back this week. Fred Warner came back to practice today. And you still have two healthy quarterbacks, even though we haven't seen one in over about a month and a half. So that sets up okay. And, I mean, Trent Williams as well. I mean, that's you can kind of get into the nitty-gritty here and explain why they're a playoff contender. If they even get into the playoffs, why they can do damage. And if those guys all stay healthy going into the playoffs and other teams lose people along the way, then the Niners have as much of a chance in the NFC as anybody.
Cam Inman here on 95.7 The Game. You talk about nitty-gritty. That's what all football is. You got to be willing to go in there and play hurt, play banged up. But to see Elijah Mitchell come off the field clearly, I don't want to say rendered unconscious, but stunned to the point of looked very dizzy, to then go out back onto the field and then be put into concussion protocol this week. Maybe the reason why the 49ers go through an awful lot of running backs is because their in-the-moment diagnosis of injuries is hardly state-of-the-art.
Well, I'm going to defend the 49ers on this merely because it's out of their control, Damon. They have an independent neurologist at every game that finds and spies out if somebody has suffered a head injury. That's what happened the week before with Marcel Harris. They pulled him out of the game. The independent neurologist and the 49ers medical staff, they evaluate the player before they decide whether they can go back in. But what is concerning is Harris went back in that game 2 weeks ago. Elijah Mitchell went back in this game. They came to work on Monday, the day after, and each one of them had symptoms. Mitchell did not practice today. He also has a knee issue that required an MRI, so that's concerning. But there's no simple solution other than you have to be as safe as you can with head injuries and concussions. And the Niners kept Marcel Harris out of this past game. But, hey, he was out there practicing in full today.
Is there any particular reason other than bad luck why the 49ers seem to chew through running backs year in and year out? Do they attract guys who are smaller of frame that, you know, you can wear down? Because it does seem like that's now a constant with this team, and it has been for 3 years.
Like, you're kind of onto something, but I brought it up this way. Remember when Al Davis was running the Raiders, and whatever draft comes around, he wants the fastest wide receiver for this deep threat. Well, it seems that every year in the draft or whenever, the Niners want the fastest running back. And the fastest running backs are not 6'4". They're about 5'8 to 5'10", slim guys about 200 pounds, and they have to be able to get to the edge faster than anybody else. And that's what works in the Shanahan offense. It doesn't work in today's NFL when guys are bigger, strapped, faster, stronger, and then come in with an extra forearm shiver as the play is coming to an end, like Elijah Mitchell found out.
Cam, who is on this roster who can't play for the 49ers because they're injured being on this roster has been an ever-present topic, like you've said.
Right.
It feels like if this ship goes down, maybe the fatal flaw was designed on day one where Kyle Shanahan didn't get a real general manager. He got a yes man, kind of a nodding in agreement, John Lynch. And I like John Lynch an awful lot. He's a really nice guy. He's a front-facing, forward kind of guy who you'd want talking. But, I mean, what this team needs is a personnel. They need a new director of personnel. I mean, they need a Les Snead. They need a Gutekunst. They need an Andrew Berry. Cliff Kingsbury has Steve Keim. These are experienced, real evaluators of what it takes to win, not I also played and I like the cut of that guy's jib.
Yeah, I disagree wholeheartedly. I don't think that's fair at John Lynch. He is first.
Well, it's Kyle Shanahan more than Lynch, to be honest with you. I mean, it all lies in him.
Well, that's what you're saying, but that's Kyle Shanahan's job. He got the overall roster control when it comes to the 53-man. I don't sense a lot of disagreements between the two guys. They get along very well. And John Lynch runs a personnel department that includes a lot of, like any NFL personnel department does, but Adam Peters is the guy that's been his right-hand man for years. These guys go on the road and scout. So it's not like John is just Mr. Captain America there to smile and go on the radio once a week with somebody else and just put on a happy face to this. He works hard at it, too, and does a lot of scouting, too. But I don't think that's fair to say that everything in personnel is his fault whatsoever.
No, but it's the two of them. The combination of the two of them.
What do you want? You want Harbaugh and Balky to go at it again where they're about to kill each other?
I think it worked to the tune of Super Bowl appearances and NFC title games.
No, that didn't work. That's not what worked. I mean, they had built up a pretty good roster with Harbaugh coming in, and they got some guys right away, and then it flamed out real fast.
Well, then let's move away from the who needs to get hammered here, and let's talk philosophy.
Gutekunst, I think Aaron Rodgers would gladly ship him out of Green Bay, even though it turns out he doesn't know what he's doing.
I don't care about friendships.
Is there a philosophical issue in maybe the way they draft or seek out talent that requires a rethink there? If it's not a question of personnel, is it a question of philosophy that needs to be adjusted?
Now, because the philosophy is tied into the schemes you're running. And defensively, Kyle and John both, I mean, I fully agree with Kyle where he always wants a strong defensive line. I believe John Lynch says the same thing. But I don't want to say they've ignored the secondary so much because they did invest money in Jimmy Ward recently. But in terms of the cornerbacks, they don't devote a lot of money or commitment to them. And it's kind of, it rears its ugly head this year when so many guys are going out, they're not playing well, and they have, they've attracted 19 defensive pass interference penalties this season already, and they haven't had that many in a season like over the last 20 years. And it's, to me, that's not, I guess it's a mix of personnel, but it's also a mix of coaching on the defensive side, because you got to tell these guys they can't be grabbing, and they got to turn and look for the ball, and they do, and they're not listening.
Cam Inman here on 95.7 The Game. On to Cincinnati, not just as a saying, but for real. It is on to Cincinnati. Ja'Marr Chase is a handful. We know that. He's having a monster rookie year. T. Higgins, a handful. It feels like they are a big play offense designed to strike quickly. The 49ers are sort of the philosophical opposite of that, so who comes out of Cincinnati with a win? Do you see this as a game that the Niners got a real good puncher's chance in?
They have a puncher's chance if they're willing to throw the punch, Damon. I think this is a game that you really have to go toe-to-toe with these guys and put up points. Now, working in their favor, Joe Burrow, their quarterback, he's dealing with a dislocated pinky finger. He did not practice today. Joe Mixon, he's, I believe, the pride of Freedom High in Oakley. He is... he didn't practice today because of an illness, but he's about a 1,000-yard running back. And then you have those three wide receivers. They could have a potent offense, and they seem to have a good groove, but they just lost to the Chargers, so they're not on this big, great ride. And the Niners are hungry to get back into it, and they often will bounce back in a game like this. They won in Cincinnati pretty handily 2 years ago, so they have that going for them. But like you said, I think the Niners, they need to get some offense going here, and especially that comes with the passing game. If you get Debo back and you got Kittle just going, had a big game in Seattle, and then if you wake up Brandon Ayuk again, I think you could keep pace with these guys. And if you get in the 30s, I think you can win this game.
Again, to just quickly go back to the whole personnel thing, I feel like Kyle Shanahan was given way too much responsibility before here. And look, he asked for it. He got it.
Right.
I think trying to be a GM and a first-time NFL head coach is a really good way to drown yourself.
And Damon, when his whole tenure is said and done, nobody's going to be talking about a Joe Williams pick in the fourth round as running back. It's all going to come down to whether Trey Lance develops as a quarterback, because you've mortgaged your future on a quarterback that you haven't played yet as a rookie, you don't want to play. And that's what ultimately is going to decide whether Shanahan was a successful personnel and quarterback evaluator.
Cam, thank you very much. Great to talk to you as always.
Oh, thanks, guys. Good talking to you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader. watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.